you living? How you doing? In mansions and bands is giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Hey, for the gift of life and good health, Lord, we thank you.
Weekend Rhythms with Bugsy the Kid.
Canada.
Your ultimate soundtrack for Saturday on Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM. 9.5 in Lusaka.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Social anthropologist criticizes government's dismissal of UN report on human rights violations. Zehest calls for investment in youth development facilities. And in global news, US bombs Iran nuclear sites and Tehran warns of everlasting consequences. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Social anthropologist Dr. James Msonda has urged government to take the recently released United Nations UN report on human rights violations seriously, describing the dismissal of the report as an act of unprecedented arrogance. Dr. Msonda has criticized government for rejecting the UN's findings, which highlight serious concerns about human rights violations under their leadership. He has urged government to instead embrace the findings of the report as a means of self-reflection and improvement. Dr. Msonda says instead of dismissing the report, the UPND should acknowledge the mistakes outlined in it, learn from the criticisms, and work towards genuine reforms.
What the UPND needs to do is to simply, very simply, learn from the report. There are good things in the report, but there are also bad things. I strengthen the good things and work on the bad things. Simple. You can't be arrogant. You cannot force the enhancement of human rights, which are not there. It's very clear how the UN is dealing with its opponents. It's very clear. And they expect the UN to toe their line. Certainly not. They came here, they did their investigations, and they found that there are violations. You know, the cyber law, all this is constricting people's rights to speak freely. So let them not take us for a circus, let them not take us for a joke. Let them work on protecting people's rights. That's what they promised. That's what we thought methodical would be.
The UN report released last week details a range of human rights concerns, including restrictions on freedom of expression, the press, and the suppression of peaceful assembly. However, government has rejected the report and has accused the international body of bias. The Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, Zehest, is urging the government, private sector and other stakeholders to invest in creating recreational facilities and libraries to better support and develop and empowerment of youths in the country. Zehest Executive Director Clarence Monde Muziamba has emphasized the importance of providing safe spaces where young people can engage in constructive activities, saying that this would help curb the rising challenges of youth engagement in illicit activities such as substance abuse, gang violence, and other antisocial behaviors. Mr. Muziamba is of the view that the lack of accessible recreational spaces across Zambia has a direct correlation with rising levels of youth unemployment, substance abuse, and youth involvement in criminal activities. He has noted in a statement that youth development is essential for building a brighter future for the country, adding that youth engagement through recreation, learning, and community activities helps to build essential life skills, boost self-confidence, and equip the youth with tools for leadership and innovation. fire has completely destroyed the Copacabana Bar and Restaurant in Mufulira District on the Cobo Belt, leaving behind extensive property damage. The fire, which broke out between 22:30 hours on June 20, 2025 and 01:00 hours on June 21, 2025, gutted the establishment with property loss yet to be fully assessed. Copper Belt Province Commanding Officer Petia Siandenge says the incident was reported to Mufulira District Police by Mr. Joseph Mwemba, the property's owner. In a statement, Mr. Siandenge says the fire has reduced the building to ashes, though the exact value of the damage remains undetermined. Mr. Siandenge explains that according to the police report, the fire was first noticed by Emmanuel Manda, a security guard employed by Robster Security Company, who was on duty at the time of the incident, who immediately contacted his company director and alerted the fire brigade. He says the fire brigade team arrived swiftly, but by the time they got to the scene, approximately 90% of the building had already been engulfed in flames. The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has handed over a community nursery shed to host 30,000 seedlings to the government through Makongkoto Primary School and the Forestry Department in Senazongwe District, Southern Province. Speaking during a handover ceremony under their Resilient Initiatives for Sustainable Environment RISE project, funded by Braid for the World Germany, CEJ Board Representative Emmanuel Mutamba described the nursery as a powerful symbol of collective commitment to restoring the environment through education and reforestation. Mr. Mutamba says the facility is expected to serve as a vital hub for growing seedlings, promoting reforestation and advancing environmental education among young learners.
This project, under the RISE project, which CEJ has been implementing over the years, is meant to support the school and the forest department raise seedlings for you and for the community and for the nation. We are basically together in this journey to achieve the environmental sustainability for Senazongwe. And it's Tigoro Chiesu who will be leading in this process.
Speaking earlier, CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalo Mwape reaffirmed the organization's commitment to sustainability and youth empowerment.
I extend my deepest gratitude to our partners, the Break for the World Germany, that has been supporting CEJ since 2018 when we came to Senazongwe, the government, Department for Senazongwe, the community members and other stakeholders who have worked tirelessly to make this project a reality. To Makongkoto School and the Forest Department, congratulations.
Meanwhile, Senazongwe District Administrative Officer Brian Suelwa, speaking on behalf of Senazongwe District Commissioner Nchimunya Siakole, commended the collaboration between CEJ, government departments, and development partners, noting that such partnerships are key to building a thriving and sustainable district. Environmentalist Benjamin Mibenge has stressed the urgent need for effective environmental management in Zambia's mining sector, highlighting the severe risks of environmental damage. Mr. Mibenge has called on regulatory agencies such as the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, to prioritize proactive measures to prevent pollution and ensure mining companies comply with strict environmental standards. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mibenge has urged environmental agencies to invest in regular monitoring of mining operations to identify and address potential risks before pollution occurs. He has emphasized the need for agencies to adopt a proactive approach in enforcing environmental regulations rather than reacting to pollution after it has already occurred. Recently, water development and